I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts
at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs, it's the Legends Entertainment News Stream. I'm the operator. That's the part where you say I'm Wing.
I'm Wing.
I'm Beef.
And I'm Neil.
Wow. We are professional.
For some reason, I was waiting for Beef and I was like...
You're an idiot,
wait,
but that's
no.
Okay.
I'm looking at the word.
We've done that 250 some odd time, but no. Okay.
Nope. This time, I'm just going to wait for Beef.
Yes. Why not?
Wow.
You should always wait for the Beef.
You should always wait for Beef. As a matter of fact, we're going to wait for Beef to say what time it is.
News time.
Damn Skippy. In comic book news, we have Lando number 1 that came out. It's not bad at all. If you like the Lando, it's always good. Saga number 30. Saga is always awesome. Civil War number 1, which is one of the comic book branch offs of Secret Wars, and it's the one I've been looking forward to the most so far. It is extremely good. I haven't finished it yet. But the one that really surprised the hell out of me was Archie number 1. This is the comic that is, it's Archie, but it's a completely different writer, completely different artist.
Archie.
It's brilliant.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, I was reading the preview today, and it surprisingly good.
It reminded me a lot of Parker Lewis Can't Lose, if you remember that show.
Yeah, okay.
It's definitely in its market. It definitely is for teens and people in high school and junior high and stuff like that. It's definitely for them. But the story and the art, totally fine.
You know,
I'm not going to get any more, but it's totally fine.
You know, I discovered Archie and read most of the Archie in my life. Mm-hmm. My grandfather used to have a giant connection in the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. So you were going
to Archie and the Crapper.
Yep.
Huh. Hang on, Wing. I thought you were reading the back of shampoo bottles, though.
Well, I was not always. I'm like, my grandfather. Come on. When you're at home, you read the shampoo bottle. Thank God for iPhone.
True. We'd have nothing to read.
Well, no. And now you can play games, watch video. I mean, going to the bathroom is now an entertaining time.
Now it's fun. They have released the new comic lineup for post-Secret Wars Marvel.
I'm so confused by this. They're just rebooting everything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not really a reboot. They are going to be aware of what had happened during Secret Wars, so it basically just takes place 8 months later. That's it. That's the only change.
And I'm not sure some of the books are going to even acknowledge it. Like, Squirrel Girl seems like it's going to take off, and a few of the others just feel like they're just going to keep running right through.
Wait. I didn't read the old thing. There's a Squirrel Girl title?
Oh, yeah, there's been a Squirrel Girl title for a little while now.
Oh, yeah, you're not listening to my Marvel moment, Wing. I'm disappointed. Squirrel Girl's actually really good. Probably more heart than any other Marvel book out there right now.
As I appreciate your Marvel moment a lot, I'm just catching up on Legends of and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'm catching up on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well as we go. But nice job. Seriously, that's a great segment. And do you want to check it out at GunnaGeek.com, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.? It's a pretty good show.
And on top of that, I mean, you have it. The fact that they are making changes to, like, for instance, they're keeping Spider-Man 2099, but I'm digging the new outfit. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. They got Daredevil in black, as we talked about previously. They're making a really major change to Spider-Man, which I like. He's going to kind of be almost
pregnant.
Tony Stark-ish. No, that's Spider-Woman.
Oh, my bad.
That's all right.
Well, so the primary Spider-Man is now going to be Miles Morales, but Peter Parker, because his Secret Wars book is Peter Parker married with kids with MJ or with a kid with MJ, I think they're going to put him in a secondary Spider-Man book or one of the team books.
Actually, he has his own book. It's nice. Amazing Spider-Man. He's right there on the cover doing his thing.
But is that Miles?
Nope.
Or is that...
That is really? Peter Parker.
So Miles is in Spider-Man, and Peter Parker is an Amazing Spider-Man.
Exactly. Miles is Spider-Man, Peter Parker is Amazing Spider-Man. But the thing is, they're not mixing the two. Peter Parker has his own business. He still has Parker Industries, which is apparently worldwide. And that's why he's going to be a little bit more Tony Starkish. He's going to have a company. He's going to have an industry. And he will be traveling everywhere doing stuff, as well as being the mentor to Miles.
The only thing I'm saying is that they're making you ready to do a movie about Squirrel Girl. That's, I'm telling you.
They are.
That's why she has her own title. They're preparing that.
Oh, that's going to be.
This late. Guardian of the Galaxy style.
Everything comes back to Squirrel Girl.
Yes, and the West Coast Avenger. Come on.
What I'm excited. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm digging the female Wolverine. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I'm actually digging the new Tara Butters and Michelle Fazelikas, Captain Marvel. That's it's going to be awesome. They basically brought in the Agent Carter writing crew or book running crew to now helm the Captain Marvel title.
Yep.
Nice.
And then you got the Old Man Logan storyline, which is the Old Man Logan that, you know, we are familiar with, but he is basically put in this universe. So he's familiar with, you know, he's the guy who killed off all of the previous X-Men, but now he is here in this universe and he has to deal with the fact that they're actually alive.
Well, he can do it again, though.
True. But, yeah, a lot of these are really interesting. I don't see all of them being incredibly successful, but a lot of these are really, really interesting. I'm kind of impressed.
Well, but, yeah, usually when they do that, like when they launch a new 52, well, let's be honest, there was like 20 books that were good out of 52. So if they hit 20 good books, then you build out of that baseline. But they have good ideas there, so.
They really do. Really,
I'm surprised they're keeping Steve Rogers old post Secret Wars as well.
I am too. Yeah. I really kind of expected him to shift back to the young, and they're not doing that. And they're also pretty much keeping a multiverse because Gwen Stacy is still going to be in her own universe. Or she's not going to be in the whatever this universe is going to be called.
6016, I heard something like that.
Maybe, but she's not going to be in it. But. Yeah, these are some good comics. If you're interested, we got the links in the show notes, so check them out.
Now, what's interesting is what's actually missing. Again, you'll notice no FF book in that listing.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I brought up like a while ago. It sounded like some time ago they were going to break up the Fantastic Four entirely and just, you know, have them be in their own individual kind of areas. Like, for instance, Human Torch is going to be one of the Inhumans. The Thing is going to be part of the Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's just going to be all kinds of weirdness.
Yeah. Did you just, last point, in the Guardians of the Galaxy title or cover, did you actually notice that's Kitty Pryde wearing the Star-Lord gear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think by doing that at some point in the contracts that they have, they can say, we can use those characters because now they're in that universe as well? Like after a certain number of years.
It would have to be a certain number of years. They couldn't do it right now because Fox still has.
That would be too easy. They would be like, here's our X-Men with the Avengers. Done.
Right. So, new comic group is coming up called Aftershock Comics. It's going to have Garth Ennis and Neil Gaiman as writers. Two of the writers. They're going to have a bunch of writers in there. That's pretty much all that the article says. It's a new comic book line that's coming out. It's going to be promoted at San Diego Comic-Con, which is on right now as we record this.
So next week's going to be the...
Oh, you think the news is long today? It's going to be really long next week.
Yeah. Be ready.
Yes. And apparently they're going to be doing a Back to the Future comic, which... Yeah.
Well, you know, as long as they're keeping it to comics, and that was one of the news like last week or I don't remember, but Zemeckis was like, yes, we own the right, and we will ask our estate to make sure they never do a remake or a sequel. I was like, yeah, do comics. I can live with comics. I'm not going to read them, but I don't mind.
And, okay, Daredevil. First of all, there's going to be a crap ton of Punisher in the second season of Daredevil, which I'm fine with. If they do the character right, I am totally fine with that. It'd be an interesting dynamic with them because, you know, they're both kind of, you know, violent against criminals and stuff. Just Punisher takes it to the next obvious conclusion.
Yeah, but that's interesting because I was with the nice gentlemen and ladies of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we were talking about the episode Stick. And in that episode, he points out a lot that Daredevil doesn't have the backbone to kill. So right. he's going to be faced with that same dilemma again, yeah. which he has not resolved in season one. So they have a thread that they can yeah. exploit.
Yeah, which is good. And they have now cast Elektra.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh, big
hotness. Elodie Young. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in the G.I. Joe. She was playing.
If that's the only thing you're going to pull out of this, I am really disappointed.
But she was playing a ninja that is dressing in red.
So she was pretty much already on the way to being that anyway.
Yeah, it's almost typecasting.
Nice. She basically auditioned for it.
Nice. Nice. But cannot wait for that. Daredevil season 2 going to be sweet. They've actually started filming already, which is cool.
Which is fast. It's yeah. really fast.
Well, they want to get it ready for next year, and they would need to start filming fairly soon, if so.
I just hope the right thing is not bastardized, because they're like, yeah, we need
to. It sounds, I mean, they're pretty much keeping a lot of the same people except for the showrunner.
Yeah. True.
So that's the upside. Neve Campbell, I'm guessing, is going to be pushed in front of a train because she's joined the cast of House of Cards.
Okay.
I don't know
or
what
strangled
as. Or strangled, you know, or, you know.
Pushed off a rooftop.
Pushed off a rooftop, or taken out in the middle of nowhere to be shot and buried. Yeah, she's pretty much going to die. So there's that. Okay, Japan, we have had this conversation.
Multiple times.
No. You do not want to do a live-action Death Note. You don't.
Except if you give it to Shane Black.
Shane Black would have to do something completely different with Shimigamis, because Shimigamis do not translate well in live action. They look silly.
Yeah, but
this one looks better than the last two movies. I'll give it that.
This is true.
Not much. It looks a little bit better, but it doesn't. It's too jarring because it's not real. I mean, it's yeah. not. I don't know.
It's not going to work.
Right. No, obviously, it's not real, but it's not there. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, I just heard him when he was toying with that script, that script was really good. But
you know, the only way it could work is if you did it like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Even
but that
then,
would still be jarring.
No, yeah. that would be too jarring. You would
but
have
that was,
to go
that was
really
like
creepy.
What the first ones were. Not like goofy, cartoony like that, but I don't know. That's the only movie that ever seemed, after a while, you lost the illusion that they were cartoons. Or you didn't really lose the illusion, but you didn't. You bought into them being real. Maybe yeah. I'm really wrong here. I don't know. It's not going to work, though.
It's at least not in that drawing, and not in that iteration. If they come up with something like, you know, a hooded figure that you never see the face or something like that, maybe right. that could work. But this...
True.
No.
But he is so... what's his face is so iconic. You're going to want to see him as him. But I think you could still do the story right live action, like you're saying, if it was something hooded or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, tall and creepy and hooded, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, did the live action Death Note.
Well, it came out yesterday as we record this.
It's Death Note. Death Note is so good. Everybody
and
out there.
It's on Netflix.
If you have not watched Death Note, watch Death Note. Is one of the best animes that has ever been put together, ever.
Yep.
Moral questions in there are phenomenal.
Brilliant. It's a chess game. It is a chess game beyond chess games. It is brilliantly done. Just see it.
Yes,
see it,
I
see
agree.
It.
Now.
It becomes a drug.
So, this.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for some Christmas Sherlock.
And they're going old school.
I yes. even forgot about this fucking show.
I know.
It's I seriously so did. When are we getting real episodes? Is it going to be Christmas?
Okay, the Christmas one is going to come out, obviously, around Christmas. But then after that, I've heard two different stories, like it's not going to come out until middle of next year or the end of next year.
I heard the end of next year.
Jesus.
This is just a one episode. But
yeah.
Which is really annoying.
And really this annoying. Is before he's even started working for the mouse on Doctor Strange. So, you know, I think that's going to complicate his schedule even more.
It's not even, it's...
And now...
I could never do it, but like, what if it does, what if it goes the Hannibal route?
No,
people
no.
Just, I know
BBC
it'll never
do
it. I know it'll never do it, but just...
That's why they do the three-episode stint or the little thing, because...
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah, but they can't keep it alive anyway because it's an event. It's not a series.
Yeah.
You know, Hannibal was a series, so when you take that long of a break, or Battlestar Galactica, it was the same thing. But this is, becomes an event. There's new Sherlock, you know? And you don't have, like, 12 weeks of it where people get like, oh, okay, there's a new Sherlock this week, or oh, okay, yeah, there's a new Doctor Who this week. No, no, no. There's 3 weeks there's Sherlock, and everybody's talking about that, and then you don't have one for 2 years.
4 years by the time we get our fucking season. And are we only going to get two now? Or are we going to get the Christmas special and then two next
year? No, we're going to get three. We're going to get three next year.
Better.
Yeah.
Hurt somebody.
Oh, well, or that would be great if we get like a Christmas special, then three. I would go with that.
See, that would be ideal. Just put them all together, but no. Speaking of which, Doctor Who is going to start on September 19th.
I'm ready for that. I'm so ready because that's like all of the goodness right there. That's winter time, and well, not yet, but you know what I mean. It's all getting dark and creepy out in October. We'll have some new Doctor Who for Halloween, and
I want some more Capaldi. I'm ready.
Oh, me too.
Now, the trailer, he looks fucking nuts with his hair all.
He does look kind of crazy.
He looks, it's perfect. I'm ready for it.
Although, okay, I know I'm probably going to get some flack on this, but is anybody else getting kind of tired of the Daleks at this point?
Yeah.
Because they have been in every season for the last
year. Were they
going to
be retired last year or the year before for a while, and then they showed up again at the end of the fucking season?
Yeah, and then they're in this trailer, and it's like, come on, guys. We've done that. There are so many other aliens you guys can deal with.
And just guess what? Make a big chart on the wall with a bunch of different ideas and thoughts, and just throw darts at it, and there you can make up new aliens. There you go. Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if BBC does not tell them, like, you need to have a Dalek episode a year.
That would suck. Because that would be a big mistake. But I can see them
but
doing
you know
that,
what?
But
they
good
might,
God.
They might have to at least toss the Daleks in there or some flashback of them, because it's just think of how much Dalek shit there is.
Yeah.
Merchandise.
But still, it's just...
And they're so
it
iconic.
Becomes,
yeah, but
they are
gonna
iconic.
Forget,
don't get me,
nobody's going to forget the damn Dalek.
No, and the reason...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the reality is BBC with the Doctor Who pull can pull in the creative talent they need from anywhere in the world. You offer any creator the ability to work on an episode or two of Doctor Who, and we've seen it with Neil Gaiman and some other top-notch creators. They'll do it. And if the demand is, hey, create something new and cool for Doctor Who, creators with the ability to jump at creating a new alien race for Doctor Who that has the potential of carrying on beyond the season, they would jump at it. They just have to have the political will at the BBC to actually do that.
Yeah,
yeah, but there's so much crap out there. They have so how many years of monsters and, you know, mm-hmm. movie aliens that they could go back to. It'd be nice.
Although they have the female master in there, which I'm happy with.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
They're taking some risk every year still. So,
yeah. So under the heading of no,
you can take your risk if you give us a Dalek episode.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe.
No period. No.
Roots. There is
no
reason whatsoever to do a remake of Roots. Zero.
Well, Lawrence Fishburne's black.
Don't care. Don't care.
But he's Roots, been in some actual like black movies
and everything. Roots is something that is so incredibly iconic in the way TV has been done. It was the first miniseries. It was it's still one of the highest rated miniseries to this day. It is brilliantly done. It's one of those things it's like The Godfather. You just let it sit there and don't touch it. Leave it alone.
Okay, but Op, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Undeniably, some pieces of television that have deep cultural meaning need to be brought forward, or maybe society would benefit if they were brought forward. But asking the viewer of today to watch old TV, especially the younger generations, is near impossible. So is there in some bastardized way, and I'm not saying I'm in favor for it, but is there a social imperative to redo stuff so the message of some of these really important cultural milestones or touchstones are brought forward to the next generation?
No.
I can kind of see Neil's point. I can kind of see Neil's point because...
I see what you're trying to say, Neil. I do. And yes, it should be brought forward. And if there was a way to not take out what it was. Okay, here's the other thing about this show that during its end, it almost kind of goes back to Neil's argument, but it also makes it special in its own way. All of the slave owners were all dads from every 70s show that was on at that time. That was a jarring experience to the viewer. That was something that you looked at and went, I know that guy from that show. I looked up to him. Look at what he's doing.
Yeah, but if I watch that now without these references, I don't get them.
I understand that.
I think one of the good points, though, that comes from what Neil says is that let's say that they do remake it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that you have a 25% of the people who watch the show who never watched the original go back and watch the original. Does that word make the...
Even if they don't, even if it just touches some of the, huh, the idiot youth, even if it gets the message out to some people, some more people that would have never paid attention to it prior, does it not have some redeeming value then?
Like, again, I'm not in favor of remakes. Especially current remakes, but I think it's an important question we need to ask. Exactly.
It has I completely agree. And if there was a way to, I mean, I think the other issue that I have with this in this remake is the fact that no one is going to see it. It's going to be on the A&E network.
True.
It's not going to have the desired effect that you would need to have if you were going to get this message out. If you're going to get this message out, it would have to be, at the very least, on a major
A&E History and Lifetime in 2016. I knew I read it somewhere.
Yeah, that's not enough. It would have to be on a major network somewhere.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what did they do with Cosmos? They did it everywhere.
Yeah, it was Fox, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was Fox.
It would have to be on a major network, and no network is going to touch something this intense.
But if you do put it on History, though, you get that other caveat of channels that comes with it.
You're not going to get the audience. You're not going to get the audience. You're going to get the people that are like, oh, I remember this, or I'd like to, look into this, and blah, blah, blah. And you would get, like, a specific number and a specific audience who's, if you're going to get the message out there, they're already aware of the message. The point of this...
To
get the message out to people who didn't get the message.
No, it's because everybody thinks fucking remakes are the rage.
You're missing my point entirely.
I know. But I'm actually not missing your point.
You're missing my point. The reason that the original Roots was so successful is because it was on a major network. You didn't have 15 billion other channels. You had three.
True. Yeah.
No one else. You had three. So basically, when it got the audience that it got beyond Walking Dead numbers, and you had very little choice but to watch other two channels. That was it. That's all you had. Here, if you put it on A&E, even if you put it on A&E and History and every other linked channel to that, you're going to get a fraction of the people who watch it. Furthermore, the people who watch it are going to be the ones who already get the message that's out.
Up is mad.
This is the kind of thing that angers me. It really does. It's one of those things it's not just that it's trying to make money and cheapen what was already there, but it misses the point of the original.
So when are we remaking The Godfather?
Some point, Paramount's going to be stupid enough to do that.
Of course that's coming.
They're going to be stupid enough to do that, and it's going to be crap.
Well, of course.
It's going to be utter crap, but, at some point, they're going to do it.
Even if they would do the best Godfather of all time, you're never going to have the influence that the original had.
Yeah. No, not at all.
No, exactly.
So anyway, dump trucks full of money. Harry Shearer is back on The Simpsons.
Well, did any of us really think that would last?
Honestly, I kind of did.
Sometimes.
The way he was talking about it, it was like, okay, he's really fed up and done. He's already made his money. He doesn't have to go back. And they just pulled up another few jump trucks.
Yeah, but two or four more years of 20-plus episodes at $300,000 a piece ain't a bad way to make a few more years worth of cash.
It's true. So, Hannibal has been digested. We already talked about that it was canceled, but there was kind of hope that it would go on to Amazon or Netflix. That's dead.
Nobody wants to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
The creators of, or the producer of Constantine actually put out an infographic. He's like, I wish them all the best of luck, but they actually had lower viewership than Constantine. So tell me who you're talking to. He was like, best of luck, but we know how this is going to end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That didn't have lots of viewer. That's really amazing.
I know.
But they're fucking. They're doing year the Sherlock and a half thing. Hiatus.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
The, or was it two? It was probably 2 years.
It was
by
almost
this time.
2 years. Yeah. So, Neil Gaiman is penning American Gods for Showtime, which is good considering that he wrote the damn thing in the first place. So,
hey, congrats!
Congrats on that. Chris Hardwick is going to make some more money because Midnight and a lot of people who listen to this cast are huge fans of At Midnight. He's got season 3, so
so going to retire in like an hour and a half.
Dude has been at this since the 80s.
He's so going to retire in like an hour.
And I wouldn't blame him because he has done what he has needed to do. But he's just an uber geek and he's having a blast. And he's going to be at Comic-Con in Hall H talking about Star Wars stuff. So he's a lucky bastard on top of all of that.
He's got an erection taped to his leg all week.
Pretty much.
he was grinning like a fool on Conan too.
Why not?
When isn't he grinning like a fool? Like Tom said, he's just living that geek up.
He's living the dream. He is living that geek dream. So
I get to wear nice suits and be a geek. Woohoo!
Max Landis is going to be doing a horror anthology for Sci-Fi, so we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Not very long, but whatever.
Yeah, but Max Landis could be funny in there, though. It could be like, I know I work for Sci-Fi.
Yeah, of course, that's exactly how he's going to do it, too.
So, if he goes that way, you know what? That could be fun.
Mm. Bride of Sharknado.
Yes!
Oh, God. Yeah, I can see him doing that shit, too. There will be no Twin Peaks until 2017.
Take your time.
Which,
it's okay.
Yeah, which is also not surprising, considering, you know, the creator kind of left for a little while and then he came back, so.
They gave him more episodes, though.
I know.
When he came back, so. You know what? Take your time. Do your thing.
Do it right.
But yes.
If you're going to put it out there, do it right.
Tang, tang, tang.
So. Secret Warriors is going to be a major storyline in the upcoming season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It is based off of a comic book storyline that was done by Jonathan Hickman for a little bit. It is extremely good. It's about a team that are basically like a S.H.I.E.L.D. team, but they're all superpowered.
Oh, cool.
And
it should work.
Yeah, and Quake heads them up. So, yeah, that's going to be sweet. That's going to be awesome. So,
listen to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Damn right. In movie news, raptors are still hungry and making money, and it's really kind of creepy and scary that they're still making that level of
money. Have we all seen it at this point?
I have not yet.
Nope, no dinos yet.
No! Wow, okay.
I'll probably go this week. I had to watch Terminator this weekend.
Yeah. But still, it's like, and we talked about previously, it's not bad. There's a lot of, you know.
It's fun.
It's still in the main run theater. I'm going to go check it out this weekend or next weekend. It's still being some good surround sound. That's all I need, surround sound and a bigger screen.
It's still in good surround sound. It's still going to be in the best screen right now because this thing is still bringing a lot of people into theater. So.
Well, remember the first one? It was on, I think it was the first one and Independence Day that were in the theater for like 6 months back in the day.
Yeah, but back in the day, that was happening.
If not longer.
When's the last time that had happened? Avatar?
It's been a long time since the movie's been in the theater.
Probably Avatar, yeah.
Yeah. Half-wit, scruffy-looking Nerf Herder is going to get his own movie. Han Solo, young Han Solo, will be the next anthology movie.
I'm sure they'll do it right. It's a Disney property. It's whatever.
But that's not the big news.
Who's going to be the dude?
No, but...
Yeah.
That's my question.
The team that is directing it is going to be the people who did the Lego movie.
So awesome.
That's awesome.
That's going to work.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be beautiful. That's going to be really, really well done.
Oh, yeah,
that's
and 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
And after that, they're going to do Flash? I mean, these guys are on a roll.
This is true. It's probably not going to happen because I'm saying it now, but I'm kind of crossing my fingers for Aaron Paul.
Me too.
Who?
They've met
Aaron Paul, Jesse from.
No like, way, yeah. Really?
They've met him for the role, and yeah. There was that little thing. I don't remember which magazine talked about it, but the official Star Wars Twitter does not follow a lot of people except actors that have been in the film, and they follow him for some weird reason.
So I'm kind. I mean, he could do it. He could nail it. But
oh my god, scary. I really now have to start rewatching fucking Breaking Bad if that's mm-hmm. the case.
But yeah, he could totally play him.
That would be great.
And, yo, bitch, and, I'm here to smuggle exactly. some shit.
And let's say he's
you
already
my furry fucker right here.
And let's say he's already cast just for fun. Okay, let's say they met him, they cast him, contract have been signed, blah 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 blah. Right. And now you go to Comic Con and you have like Harrison Ford and Aaron Paul on stage. Mm-hmm.
If Harrison Ford walks out, there will be an uproar. If Aaron Paul follows him out,
people will shit.
The entire Hall H will come apart. Shit. There will be no Hall H. It will become its own quantum singularity and collapse on itself.
It will be good poop, of course, but it will be poop, and it will stink.
Yes.
Because they have to do something. They said they didn't have a trailer or new footage or anything, so
they have to do
joy.
Yeah, they have to do something big. They have to do something really big. So, yeah. Ben Affleck and Jeff Johns are going to collaborate on a standalone Batman film. They're going to co-write.
Who's Jeff Johns?
Jeff Johns is the mastermind of the DC Universe. He's a encyclopedia of
comics.
He's
comic. The Kevin Feige or whatever.
Of DC.
Of DC Comics, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, having him writing a Batman movie with Ben Affleck... Cue the Sean scream. I mean, that was the best news of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be really good. Really good.
For the movie, but are we really that excited yet still about the whole DC set of everything?
I am.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to, but as far as like, you know, excitement.
I'm excited for, because of what they did with the Batman or the Superman one, I'm excited for Dawn of Justice and the standalone one, but it's all the other ones to me are like,
it all depends on Dawn of Justice and Justice League. I mean, if Justice League is good and the character are compelling, and that's the thing. If the character are compelling, yes, I want to see solo movie. A solo Batman movie? Well, of course. Of course. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Are you going to want to see the trickle-down effect necessarily, even if it's just mediocre or good?
But
I'll probably want to see Gal Gadot jumping around and kicking and shit. But other than that, the whole other onslaught of their planning through 2072 or whatever they showed a while ago.
Yeah, but listen to what we said. We said, oh, okay, the Justice League, okay, the Batman, oh, the Gal Gadot, oh, the Flash. We're just missing Cyborg and the Green Lantern right now.
I don't really have much interest in Flash. Unless they do it. Unless I hear it's like the animated one. The Paradox. Flashpoint.
Flashpoint?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Can see that.
If they do it like that, I'll like it. Otherwise, I just don't. I don't know. Flash never got to me. Green Lantern never did anything for me. Cyborg, I only saw as the backup dude in all the comics we watched.
Well, I hope he's still going to be the backup dude, to be honest. But
But they're going to give him a standalone movie.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Plan change. Remember, we're getting a Sinister Six and an Amazing Spider-Man 3? Yeah, those aren't happening. Plan can change, but. My point is, one of the things that I hope they're doing, since they're introducing all these and Justice League and all that, we had rumored that the Wonder Woman movie would be a prequel, like in the 20s or World War II or something. I'm kind of hoping that the Batman movie is going to be a prequel as well, to know like how the Joker became that crazy and blah, blah, blah. How did we get there in a world where there's no Superman yet?
That could be interesting. That could be interesting to see how they do that.
That would actually be really cool. That was going to be my other question. Wow, brain fart. Mm. Do you think they might shoot themselves in their foot by doing it backwards?
No.
Yes and no. I can
see the timeline.
I can see Wing's point that, you know, as far as like the fandom and stuff like that, they probably want to see something like that. But the thing is, DC and Warner Brothers have been so hit and miss on how they do their superhero movies.
Right.
And they're trying to catch up to what Marvel is doing.
Exactly.
And they're basically doing it completely ad hoc. So there is a possibility.
Right,
there is a possibility. They're literally throwing it together, trying to copy them. And it's like, they could screw it up. It is possible.
I would like
to. But as far as the fandom goes, they want to see that story. But whether or not it's going to be any good is a different story.
I think the litmus test is going to be Suicide Squad, actually. It's coming out first. I'm excited for that. Yeah, and we've got to see how the general public and not fandom reacts to Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
But even I think the general public is going to bite more. Even if Suicide Squad, quote unquote, flops in the general public, I think the general public is going to bite on Dawn of Justice a lot more. But just because name recognition and
figures.
Yeah, but there's a reason why Batman is in Suicide Squad. Well, he's going to be all over the trailer.
True, but I think he's going to be a hell of a lot smaller character. It's going to be like Fat Samurai Dude in Executive Decision when he blew out the airlock of the stealth.
He's going to be...
agreed, but...
But Batman is Steven Seagal. Well done.
Hold on. Come on, you're making me lose my train of thought. But I think the only way...
That's never been said on mic before.
I think the only way that it's going to work...
Steven Seagal is Batman!
My parents are dead. I'm Fat Man. I mean Batman. I always wear a white navy uniform for some reason. And I got my hair in a ponytail. All right,
I just see the ponytail coming out the back of the cowl.
It's serious, serious dude.
And kind of his face smashed into the cowl. But no, I think Wing was onto something though. If they do it where it at least Batman and
Joker,
Superman,
Hot Chick.
Harley Quinn.
Our prequels.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, Harley Quinn.
No, the other one.
Wonder
Gal
Woman?
Gadot. Gal Gadot and Batman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
If those were prequels.
Oh.
They're
standalone. Yeah, Wonder Woman was a prequel. Yeah, that would probably work better, but there's kind of a question of whether or not that's even going to happen now. So.
Right. But you have to see where Dawn of Justice ends up. If it leaves you with the world even shittier than it was, I don't think they're going to do a singular Batman movie after that point in time. In this storyline, maybe. I don't know.
I think they're still going to do a Batman movie, even if this...
Not that way. I meant
whether or not it's going to take place in the timeline after.
Right.
I say even if this movie does not as expected, and let's face it, it's going to make money. It is.
Mm-hmm. They're still going to do the Batman movie. They got a fucking writer, director, all that. And granted, they fall apart, but it's Batman. They haven't had one in how many years? They're going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I need some Batflick.
Oh my
god! Yeah, you do. You're
I don't know if I like Batman.
Exactly.
Batman. I don't know.
Speaking of which, pictures have come out of Wonder Woman being hot, Superman being worshipped, and Batman in gray. And Lex is going to pull his hair out because there's no way he keeps the long hair.
Yeah, but I think that's a wig.
Maybe it's a wig.
It's him early on before something happens and he loses his hair.
It's a Lex origin story. Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes himself really smart by some sort of crazy thing that he invents, and it makes all his hair fall out, and then he goes crazy.
No, it's got to be canon, so they got to go back to Smallville. They've got to be lab partners at Smallville High. You know, Clark sets a fire in the lab, uses super breath to blow it out, blows the ashes on Lex, and burns all his hair out. We're done. Canon. Okay.
That's creepy.
That's simple.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a short that was released today for District 13 that looks a hell of a lot more like a music video than it needed to.
It was a music video. It was a propaganda flick.
Yeah, it was. But here's the thing: to me, it felt like more of a music video, and I think one of the reasons I say that is because it didn't have the gravitas that the last movie did, Mockingjay Part 1. And Mockingjay Part 1 to me was good because it showed that war and propaganda are almost the exact same thing.
But this is just a snippet of the propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And granted, it wasn't as good nearly, but I think this is just like hey, don't forget about us.
Yeah, don't forget about us. We're out in November, so, you know, don't forget.
So what you're saying is that they didn't go beyond your expectation.
Didn't quite go beyond my expectation. Speaking of beyond, Kirk and Spock are going to sign on for another one or two Trek movies after Star Trek Beyond, and it's going to be called Star Trek Beyond. I don't know why.
Because it's beyond Star Trek.
Beyond, man, all the way to the 5-year mission, and...
Why are you fucking with my Star Trek?
Because it's too Star Trek-y.
Oh, God. It's going to suck.
It's cold.
But everyone's getting paid. It's okay.
They're going to jump two Enterprise between two planets. Come on.
Oh, God.
And a shark.
And a shark. Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
In the fridge.
You know what?
During a nuclear explosion.
The only redeeming quality will be, though, is if they need to rescue people off a planet and somehow, some way, they jump into the planet's atmosphere, or they drop into the planet's atmosphere almost all the way down to the surface, and then they jump out. That'd be great.
I've seen that before.
Battlestar Galactica. I don't know where, though. It sounds familiar.
Come on, man. That was like the best thing ever of that whole season.
It was the best thing ever of that show.
True. Very, very true. And under the heading of the Oscar goes to, Michael Fassbender is a fucking awesome actor.
Now I want to see this movie trailer. So bad.
Yeah. Fucking awesome actor.
I didn't want to see it before that trailer.
Yeah, me neither.
I wanted to see it mainly because you got your Sorkin writing it. And Sorkin,
yeah, but nobody knew if they it looks like they really touched on all. Because, I mean, realistically, he was not a good human being.
He was definitely not a good human being.
And we're talking about Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
I don't think we'd mention the title of the movie.
Sorry, the title of the movie is Steve Jobs. My bad.
He was brilliant, and he was a great manager and all that, but he was a shitty human being. Didn't take care of his kids, didn't do it, you know? So it's nice that the movie actually touched on that and showed his brilliance. Yes.
And what's his name playing Wozniak?
Fat dude from Pineapple Express.
Yeah. All I think is Green Hornet, and I hate myself. I feel dirty when I do.
I don't even know him from that.
Seth Rogen?
Yes.
He's not fat anymore.
No. But he put some weight back onto
Pineapple Express.
Yes, I know he's the fat guy from Pineapple Express. It's just funny that's the first thing you came up with.
It is. It really is.
Fassbender is no joke, y'all. Still, just, he's a beast. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah, it's funny because when he was cast, people were like, oh, he doesn't look like Steve Jobs. Well, think about it. At first, it was Tom Cruise. Okay. So,
yeah, we don't want Steve Jobs jumping on couches.
And at some point, it was Ben Affleck and David Fincher. I mean,
yeah.
I love my Batfleck, but not for Steve Jobs. And when you see that performance, who cares? Put some glasses and a turtleneck on the guy and let him go.
He's Steve Jobs. He goes. He just goes, which is awesome.
Can't wait.
Aunt May is an elf.
Aunt May.
Yeah.
Announced yesterday.
Marissa Tomei.
Hey.
Marissa Tomei is playing Aunt May.
Announced yesterday.
Giggity. just giggity. She is so as a fan of the comic, I'm just sitting here going, why do I want to do Aunt May so bad? This is weird.
It's confusing feelings.
No, it isn't at all. It's awesome feelings. Hey, Aunt May, how you doing?
Huh? Yeah, you doing?
Huh? Aunt May,
Peter, your aunt's really hot, dude.
You want to make out a little bit? Aunt May, huh?
Just tells you how young Peter Parker is going to be.
Peter's going to walk in, and Aunt May and Mary Jane are going to be sucking face.
Oh, see now, why you got to put my brain there?
You're welcome.
Why you got to put my brain there?
There was a memo from Marvel at some point that he could not be gay or have sex before he was 16 or some crap like that.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't
mean he can't jerk it while his aunt and his girlfriend make out.
Yeah, that's a movie Marvel wants to make. Let's go, Disney. Let's go see Spider-Man.
Peter's aunt has got it going on. Okay. So they've released some pictures from the Ghostbusters movie, and Ecto-1 looks like fucking Ecto-1.
Well, it's fun because they kind of updated it, but keep the same distance and time with the car that it had in the 80s. So now it's like a big square car instead of a round car.
Well, it's a hearse instead of an old ambulance.
I do like that it's a hearse. Is this a 90s or an 80s Who Ride?
80s.
I almost wish they would have went a little newer, but I don't know. I do love the look of it, and I like the packs.
The pack looks
phenomenal.
Right, too. Yeah.
Yeah, because they look like built from nothing.
Yep, they look like they cobbled them together.
Yep,
on their own.
Yeah,
which is good.
That's gonna be awesome. They're definitely going the right way with this because even the suits look pretty good. So,
Radiation.
RSPI, radiation shielded posterior interface with high visibility straps.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that the script is as tight as the design at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Well, I mean, the guy is a good writer, so I'm not too worried about it. But it should. It looks like it's being put together right, which is good. Which is very, very good. Unfortunately, Ava DuVernay is not going to be directing Black Panther. She's an awesome director. There's no word whether or not she's going to be involved in Captain Marvel, though.
No, she was like, we didn't see eye to eye, and I'm going away. Which is better than what they did with the Wonder Woman girl, where they were
this
like,
is true.
Oh, this is great, this is going to be amazing. 3 months later, it's not working. 24 hours later, oh, we got another director. It's like, couldn't you know that before you signed the first one?
Would have been nice.
So this is like, you know what? This is really stylish. It's, you know, this is not going to work. That was great. That was a fun experience. That's what I'm going to tell everyone. And if something else come up in the future, call me again.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And but what does look like it's going to work, Deadpool will be a hard R, as it should be.
It looks, everything we've seen looks perfect.
When is this supposed to come out?
Next year.
That's your Valentine movie.
Is he really going to be, is he ever going to be brought into the fold on other movies, or is this just going to be
I don't think so.
They say it's an X-Men movie.
Well, yeah, and they also then say they have no idea how they would merge it with the
X-Men. Right, right.
Yeah.
And that was my question. I mean, I'm totally down for this.
I think this might be a one-off. I think he's going to do this and say,
okay,
I'm done.
Which could be totally fine. Or maybe they make a second one, whatever, but just as long, you know. Maybe they keep something out of the cinematic universe and just have fun with it.
Or they make it so self-aware that it's a movie that they can bring other character from other movies without having that in continuity. I mean, there's a rumor of...
And the thing is, Deadpool would fucking do that.
Yeah, or just like when they're filming another movie, show up with Deadpool for like shoot half a day.
Yeah.
And then you bring that to his movie where he just jumps in and change the... Yeah. What's happened? That could be really fun. If they build that correctly, they could have a series by aping into their other movies.
Yeah. Or having Deadpool MST3K other movies in the
series.
Other
movies, yep.
Yep.
That would be hilarious. That would work. So
you can have that for free, Fox. Okay?
Yeah.
Just
try
do
that
it.
One.
No, fuck that. Pay us.
We got bills.
You email beef at Legends Podcast and or beef at Gunna Geek Network, and we'll talk about what you can pay us.
We got bills.
I do have a beef at Gunna Geek Network, right?
GunnaGeek.com.
God damn it, that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought Neil was our lawyer. Okay, beef. Beef is a lawyer now.
No, Neil is the lawyer. I'm just saying you could send it here. I'll send it there.
I just know lots
man.
Of lawyers.
Yeah. Beef is the hype man.
Yo, yo, yo,
yo, yo, yo. Get me paid. In this trailer, the thing's not wearing pants. Why isn't he wearing pants?
He's got a big rock cod piece.
Why is he not wearing pants? That's not right.
What? Yeah, why?
I don't know if I want to see this.
But
I'm going
that,
to,
that
but
that
I don't know.
Is better than the blue tidy whities that he normally wears? I mean,
not
really?
Not dangling.
But he's like a Ken doll. There's nothing to dangle.
Made of rock. I mean, it's not like he's going to get a boner.
Or maybe he always has a boner.
Well, then that would be awkward.
It's clobbering time. Wait a minute, let me move over here.
I don't know. I'm excited for this. I can't wait.
The more I see the more I want to actually see it. So I'm gonna commit.
I'll see it. I'm just not gonna be.
You'll see it because we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, of course. That's about all. That's about it. Sandman is going to be moving to New Line, which really isn't too shy. Everybody freaked out when they first did it until they realized that New Line was just a division of Warner Brothers. So
until they realized that New Line produced Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. And they're kind of like, oh, okay.
And you know what? I like the idea of having a Vertigo-verse and a DC-verse. So that's good because you cannot mix Sandman with Superman. I'm sorry.
Really
you
can't. Really can't. Okay, the trailer for Creed came out. Now, there have been back and forth about this whole thing when they first started talking.
I don't care anymore. I want to see this movie.
Yes, I'm seeing this movie right freaking now.
I'm in the lineup.
Because
I am ready.
They got me.
Yeah.
For like after the trailer, I was like, oh, that's kind of a fun way to have another boxing movie a la Rocky. And at some point, I'm like, wait, no.
And then he walks in and it's like, oh, crap.
Yes.
Yes. And yes, right there.
And if they play it like they play it in the trailer, because let's face it, right now it's a trailer, and they don't overuse the character,
that's exactly it.
Gotta stay away from the cheese.
If he is, if Rocky is basically like Mick in the original Rocky, who was totally just a supporting character, you only saw him during training montages and the fight. That's it. It will work perfectly.
So
I saw the trailer pop on when I went to see Terminator, and I was super impressed with it.
Yeah.
So do you think that opens the door to a Rocky verse where we could have like a Son of Clubber Lane and
I don't know if it'd be a Son of Clubber Lang, but he's going to have to face off against somebody that's, you know, just as good if not better than him.
Or crossover.
The Son of the Russian.
Yeah,
the Son of the Russian, yeah.
Or the Russian
his daughter. Fuck it, the daughter of the Russian.
In the future.
She comes out like fucking 240. Solid. But
the other thing that I like about this is the fact that he is basically, you know, I don't need my father. My father wasn't around, so I'm kind of a self-made man. And that is kind of how the original Rocky was. He just did it all on his own. And now he's kind of got the awesome trainer, which happens to be fucking Rocky.
And Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, which is awesome.
And when they showed him wearing the original shorts in the ring.
The original trunks. Yeah.
I was like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Even
it
when
was
they
awesome.
Showed him at the end just running down the street in like the
hoodie,
in the
same montage. He's just running down the street. It was perfect. It was awesome.
Okay.
I cannot wait.
Okay. Now we're going to do a little competition just for fun. Okay.
Okay.
Just for fun. Yes. We're going to bet on the fight. Does he win at the end or does he not? After this trailer, that's it. And if people want to chip in, we have forum and all that jazz at GunnaGeek.com. So.
The first Rocky lost the first one, right?
Yes.
Draw. It was a draw.
No, he lost. It was a decision, but he lost. He just wanted the first one. The story is that
there wasn't going to be they kept saying there wasn't going to be a rematch.
Yeah, and then in the second one, they coerce him to have a rematch, and then he wins.
Right.
And then in the third one, he loses, then he wins.
Right.
And in the first,
which is why it's a perfect trilogy, actually.
Yes. But, and in the fourth one, well, there's a Russian.
That was just a Russian. Yeah. But
the fifth one didn't happen.
I kind of want him to lose.
Me too.
I kind of want him to lose.
I want him to learn something.
Only to continue the story. Yeah, only to continue the story.
But will he lose was the question.
Yeah, but he'll probably win. I'll bet you they'll have multiple fights in it. But the big one at the end, he'll probably win. He'll lose a few during the movie on his way up. But
I think he'll lose, but it'll be extremely close. He'll be like, you know, on points. That'll be it.
Well, I'm wagering my bet on he lose.
Now, are you saying that he'll lose or he'll lose by decision?
Ooh.
Because that's the thing. If he loses by decision, he can lose by points and still be a good fight.
I think he'll lose by decision. Yes.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll lose by decision.
Neil?
I think he'll win by decision. They'll drag it out. But I think that's what they do with our heroes.
And that could be another twist, too. That's actually a good twist, too. Have him win by decision. Like, he wasn't really that good, but because he tagged his opponent enough times, he got the points.
And they have the tagline in there, like, it's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get it. So
exactly.
The
win by decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef?
I'm totally copying Neil. I was going to say win, but I like the win by decision better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Either way, no matter how it goes, I have a feeling this is going to be a damn good movie.
I have a feeling he's gonna. I mean, it's not just gonna be the one fight though. He's gonna have other fights on the way.
I think so too.
But the
Absolutely.
Big one at the end, he will win. But he's still gonna get pounded like dog.
But then again, the same thing happened when the original Rocky. There were a bunch of fights that led up to. You know,
I haven't seen that shit in forever.
It was so good.
Those movies.
They re-ran it on AMC not too long ago, and it just I still love two better than one, but good. God, that was a good movie.
Two is more fun Terminator. To watch a two movie. Is,
yeah,
but
yeah.
One is the better movie.
It is.
When you look at how it's filmed, the dialogue, the how the characters start and ends, and yeah, all that, all that. But second one is funny. Is fun to watch. The third one is just a blast. At that point.
Yeah. And what's interesting is, and you know, having lived in Philly for a couple of years, the city is a character in the first two, and they did that so well. And and a lot of movies try for it, and they really got it in the first couple. Yeah.
They got it in the sixth one too, when the last one, Rocky Balboa.
That is true. They did.
You know what? Why don't you just watch the eighth Scanners again and tell us more about that? So the Snowden trailer really isn't a trailer.
No.
No, it's more like a commercial.
It's just like words and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
It's Oliver Stone, so it's going to be interesting. It's
to the left
Stone.
And to the back.
I don't know.
Yeah. To the left and to the back.
When's the last time that Oliver Stone did something great? JFK. JFK. So you're going 20
I'm
years
going
ago?
I'm going JFK, to be honest.
What was after JFK? What the fuck has he done since then? What was
He did W.
He did W. He did
something else.
Any Given Sunday was good.
What? Yeah, Any Given Sunday was good. Good. What was W?
W on Bush.
W-ish.
Oh, I have not seen that.
It was played by Josh Brolin.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's not half bad. I don't think it's one of his better films, though. I think JFK was better.
Nixon was
Sunday was brilliant.
Nixon was not bad either.
True.
Born on the 4th of July has always stuck with me.
That's his
really
best
good.
Work.
Really good. Really strong movie.
Platoon
was genius.
Yeah, but that was his early years and all that.
Yeah.
But now he's political and
He takes it too far.
And
he takes
his last one was a drug movie that he tried to do, which was just
bad. I completely forgot about that one, dude.
Yeah. I think the two guys that are dating the same chick and all that.
Yeah.
That was not good.
So. Oh yeah, that's right. Savages.
Yes.
Yes. I got all beef. Well done.
I haven't seen it yet, but I wanted to.
Don't.
Stupid. I got to interjaculate here. My buddy rented Chappie, and I have his Vudu account. So he's like, "Hey, I got 12 hours. Watch it." So I watched it, and it was actually pretty good. It is just it's a robot gangster movie. It is Johnny Five. Short Circuit. It's a remake of Short Circuit with a little bit better shit going on.
Did you really buy the end?
Huh?
Did you really buy
the end? Did the end stick with you?
I mean, the ending was
dumb. It worked. I mean, it kind of worked. Whatever. If you go with all the science that they already had in the shit, AI would be the one to crack consciousness swap because it learns and grows at such an exponential rate. And he had all that extra computing power of whatever 47 PS4s hooked together. Whatever. Yeah. He is
not grabbed back what he did with District 9. He just hasn't.
No, not at all. I am, and that's kind of what I was getting at, is that you said some of his earlier work, so it brought me up to him. Well, District 9, phenomenal. One of a kind. Elysium, mediocre at best. I thought this, because I went into it with no expectations, was a hell of a lot of fun and pretty damn good.
I thought it was better than Elysium.
Yes, yeah. It was. And the robots were plausible and real. Mm-hmm. And
sure.
The stupid fights between him and douchebag with the moose, Jackman.
Mm-hmm.
With the moose?
Yeah. The big robot.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't care for it that much.
Well, you don't care for anything. You're French.
There's that too.
We're used to
that. The other thing that I don't care for very much is the transporter of fuel because, you know, stuff.
Hey,
we have to do another transporter movie because, you know.
Cars. Is it a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie.
Aren't they doing a TV show too? On like,
yeah, they did a TV show. It's canceled.
Yeah, it got canceled pretty damn quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So now
it was there and gone.
I actually thought that's what this was.
Nope, this is a movie.
Oops.
Yeah.
I don't, man, whatever.
Did they, like, as soon as they said, let's cancel a TV show, let's greenlight a movie? Like,
we already have all the sets.
Like that?
We have the car, we have all the sets, we still have money.
We got a gang of suits that we haven't ripped yet. All we need is a briefcase, a semi-attractive chick, and call 1-800-Henchman. We got a fucking movie.
Yeah, no? Well, with this one, they have 3 semi-attractive chicks, so yay. For reasons. Because, you know.
And no stuff. Statham.
No, still no Statham.
Statham is the, like, I'm an action like, star
not,
now.
Yeah,
no.
Like, I'm not doing
I don't that. Need.
I'm in Fast and Furious, guys. No.
Furries? You Fast and Furries is?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's slash fic, don't worry.
Tell me.
Aired.
Anyway, Wing is going to go see a musical because apparently there will be a James Bond musical.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to go see a musical. Don't know why, but, you know.
Why not?
Yeah, because, that
was,
you know.
There was a Spider-Man one.
That is true.
So why not James Bond? I mean, James Bond is more sexy than Spider-Man. Come on.
Yes. For a little bit of fun, there is a little video here called Sidekicks. And it is the dorkiest, silliest, Anne Hathaway-est thing that I've seen in a while. It's silly. It's fun,
it
but it's
dumb
silly.
Fun, but it's yeah. good.
Yep. No, it's funny.
So check that out.
It's
also,
kinda got a, I don't want to say it, but it's kind of got a Dr. Evil type thing with
totally.
All the singing.
Yeah, no, it does.
Very
yeah,
much so.
You know?
Very much so. If you're also into that, you got your Superpower Beatdown. If you get past to about, I think, about 4 minutes
or
something.
4 or 5 minutes.
5 minutes, something like that. After they do all the interviews at, you know, cons and stuff like that. You have Joker and Harley Quinn versus Deadpool and Domino, and it's awesome.
I missed that one. I can't wait to watch it as soon as we finish this. That's the first
yeah,
thing I'm clicking on.
Yeah. I know the girl who plays Domino. She's awesome.
Ooh.
They're both hot.
Yeah,
okay,
they are.
My favorite of the week, though.
Yes.
Easily has
yes.
to be the Simpsons Akira mashup.
Absolutely brilliant. Apparently, years ago, the creators of Akira and the creators of The Simpsons pretty much put their heads together and created Bart Akira. And it
Bart-Kira.
Is nothing short of freaking brilliance. This is as close as they should ever get to doing an Akira remake. No Akira remake beyond this. This
you know,
is as close as you should ever get.
You're not wrong, dude. You are completely not wrong.
It is literally a combination, an amalgam of both The Simpsons and Akira. It is the trailer to Akira, but done with The Simpsons.
What?
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's beautiful
yeah,
to watch.
Tone and pacing and everything. It was great.
Yep. So very, very good. So that brings us to the end of the news, everybody. Thank each and every one of you for joining us. Really, really appreciate each and every one of you guys. As we said, San Diego Comic-Con is going on now, so next week is going to be a lot more news and stuff. So until next week, peace out.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com, and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.